ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, chapter number 10, and text number 25, Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. Yada yadarmena tappodiyon rupa jivanti tatreshahi sattvatah kila Datte bhagam satyamrutam dayam yasho bhavaya rupani dadadad yuge yuge. Yada, whenever, he assuredly, adharmena, against the principles of God's will, tamadhyaha, persons in the lowest material modes, nirpaha, the kings and administrators, jivanti, live like animals, tatra, thereupon, eshaha, he only, sattvataha, transcendental, kila, certainly, datte, is manifested, bhagam, the supreme power, satyam, truth, ritam, positiveness, dayam, mercy, yashaha, wonderful activities, bhavaya, for the maintenance, rupani, in various forms, dadhat, manifested, yuge, in different periods, yuge, and ages. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Whenever there are kings and administrators living like animals in the lowest modes of ignorance, the Lord in His transcendental form manifests His supreme power, the truth positive, shows special mercy to the faithful, performs wonderful activities, and manifests various transcendental forms as is necessary in different periods and ages. As mentioned above, the cosmic creation is the property of the Supreme Lord. This is the basic philosophy of Ishapanishad. Everything is the property of the Supreme Being. No one should encroach upon the property of the Supreme Lord. One should accept only what is kindly awarded by Him. Therefore, the earth or any other planet of the universe is the absolute property of the Lord. The living beings are certainly His parts and parcels or sons, and thus every one of them has a right to live at the mercy of the Lord to execute His prescribed work. No one therefore can encroach upon the right of other individual man or animal without being so sanctioned by the Lord. The king or the administrator is the representative of the Lord to look after the management of the Lord's will. He must therefore be a recognized person like Maharaj Yudhishthira or Parikshit. Such kings have full responsibility and knowledge from the authorities about the administration of the world. But at times, due to the influence of the ignorant mode of material nature, tamogun, the lowest of the material modes, the kings and administrators come into the power without knowledge and responsibility, and such foolish administrators live like animals for the sake of their own personal interest. The result is that the whole atmosphere becomes surcharged with anarchy and vicious elements, nepotism, bribery, cheating, aggression, and therefore famine, epidemic war, and similar other disturbing features become prominent in the human society. And the devotees of the Lord or the faithful are persecuted by all means. All these symptoms indicate the time of an incarnation of the Lord to re-establish the principles of religion and to vanquish the maladministrators. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. The Lord then appears in His transcendental form without any change of material qualities. He descends just to keep the state of His creation in normal condition. The normal condition is that the Lord has provided each and every planet with all the needs of the negative living beings. They can happily live and execute their predestined occupations to attain salvation from at the end, following the rules and regulations mentioned in the revealed scriptures. The material world is created so to satisfy the whims of the Nityabaddha or everlasting conditioned soul, just as naughty boys are provided with playing cradles. Otherwise, there was no need of material world. But when they became intoxicated with the power of the material science to exploit the resources unlawfully without the sanction of the Lord, Lord's incarnation, or the Lord, and that also only for sense gratification, there is the necessity of Lord's incarnation to chastise the rebellious and to protect the faithful. When He descends, He exhibits superhuman acts just to prove His supreme right and manifest materialistic, like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu and Kamsa, are sufficiently punished. He acts in a manner which no one can imitate. For example, the Lord, when He appeared as Rama, breathed the Indian Ocean. When He appeared as Krishna, from His very childhood, He showed superhuman activities by killing Putana, Gasur, Saktasur, Kaliya, etc. And then His maternal uncle Kamsa. When He was at Dwarka, He married 16,108 queens, and all of them were blessed with a sufficient number of children. The sum total of His personal family members amounted to be 100,000, popularly known as Yaduvamsa. And again, during His lifetime, He managed to vanquish them all. He is famous as Govardhan Hari because He lifted at the age of only 7 the hill known as Govardhan. The Lord killed many undesirable kings in His time, and as Kshatriya, He fought chivalrously. He is the famous as Asamordva, unparalleled. No one is equal or greater than Him. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shrakaya Chakshul Militanyena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarbhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Pati Nanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Yadahya dharmena tamo dhivo nrupa
जीवन्ति तत्रेष हि सत्वतः किल धत्ते भगं सत्यमृतं दयां यशो भवाय रूपाणि ददत् युगे युगे. Whenever there are kings and administrators living like animals in the lowest mode of existence, the Lord in His transcendental form manifests His supreme power, the truth positive, shows special mercy to the faithful, performs wonderful activities and manifests various transcendental forms as is necessary in different periods and ages. So there are two sets of activities being described by the ladies of Mathura. They acknowledge the fact that they were also living in the realm of, in the kingdom of Kamsa. Kamsa was a mixed up personality, of course envious in nature. But at the same time, he was ruling as a Kshatriya. But because the disqualification was that he was not following the rules and regulations of the religion, he was not following the principles of religion. He may be a good, well, otherwise who can maintain the kingdom? So he must be good to the, his own subject, partially. But he was very envious because he was being dragged into the mode of ignorance by not following the principles of religion. So one set of activity is called negative. When we neglect the principles of religion, our natural tendency would be that we will be stooped in the mode of ignorance. And nothing good will come out from it. It means it's a negative way of life. This is one set of activity. But on the other behalf, the Lord is reciprocating with positive activity. And that is His mercy. Dhatte bhagam satyam rutam dayam yasho. This satyam rutam is very important. Satyam means absolute truth. But rutam means positive or factual. It is not a make-believe thing. To understand and experience negativity, it's not difficult. Anybody can perceive, because at least mankind is made in the mixed modes. And those who are trying to uplift them by following the principles of religion, they have natural endowment of discrimination. And they can figure out that something is wrong. They can find out easily. So, what is positive, what is negative? But the devotees are always alert, because the satyam rutam, they are worshipping. So, when Krishna is going to advent, they will be ever joyful, ever positive. They will always sight, and they will always recognize that here is the Supreme Lord who is coming to bestow His mercy to counteract the negative. Otherwise, good and bad cannot counteract each other. Material goodness and material bad, they cannot counter each other. There is no balance. There is always an imbalance created starting from the creation of this material world between the demigods who are supposed to be in mode of goodness and carry out the functions without much trouble, but they have been harassed.
by the envious asuras, and they want to do the negative. So Krishna has to intervene into to establish the balance, but this balance is created by spiritual interference. Balance is created by spiritual interference. Material energy is said to be completely opposite and negative. When the spiritual energy is coming in as a catalyst to influence, creation starts. Creation starts. So, Krishna is creating for the goodwill of the living entities, even though they have gone negative against him, against his desire. But the creation is meant for goodwill. They misuse by not following the principles of religion. That is a negative aspect. But here, Datte Bhagam Satyam Rutam Dayam Yasho. All these super excellent qualities are being exhibited when the Lord appears to keep the balance between the two. And he is not forced to come. He comes on his sweet will. He is more cognizant than any of the living entity. But yet the living entity try to acknowledge that without Lord's interference, the balance will never be there. So demigods know that because they are devotees in nature. They are always aware of the positive side and they are meant to rule in a positive way. You know. They do not violate the principles of religion, but the asuras can overpower them. Sometimes we see that the Lord induces asuras to become more powerful than the demigods. But he always intervenes in order to show his supremacy, that he is the supreme proprietor of all that be. Ishavashyam idam sarvam. But because dayam yasho, his glories are based on his mercy. Daya means very compassionate nature. That he is providing and giving us opportunity to fulfill our desires. If we neglect him, again negativity will be shown. Without neglecting him, means with conscious indulgence of the mercy of the Lord, devotees always thank in a positive way. They never take for granted the Lord's mercy. They said, what are we as devotees? We are nothing but mercy manifested of Lord Krishna. Otherwise, we never exist. And we'll be subjected to annihilation from time to time. So, this is a positive thing. Many people say, you did some bad work. Okay, do something good to counteract. But it never balances out. Never balances out. Karma Kanda is like that. Then Karma Kanda suggests some atonement in order to please the devatas, but without references to particularly own bondage created by the negative activity he has. The devatas cannot help. There is no permanent result ever to be obtained through the Karma Kanda. Because it's not rutam. Rutam means
factual. It is only temporary, in disguise, to cheat. Therefore, the worship of demigods does not become successful to go back home, back to Godhead. It will be stunted. The Vedas say, satyam, satyam eva jayate. Satyam eva jayate. Eva means certainly, definitely. The truth, absolute truth will win. Na anrutam. Na anrutam means the one which is not factual will never become successful. So we have to see whether we are on the side of the truth, which is factual, or we contemplate with a speculation that I am right, that I am speaking truthful, which will win. You know, if I am not certain, or if I am speculating anything which is not factual, then it will never win. So therefore, we were explaining yesterday one gentleman who did not have any impetus to follow rules and regulations of dharma, and foundation of the performance of dharma is chanting Hare Krishna. There is a transcendental source is there. But he wants to perform the activity physically, and they think it is equivalent. His question was, I am very much inclined to serve the devotees. But all our services are acknowledged through conveyance of the holy name. That we described yesterday in this class too. You know, whatever we offer, we have to say Mula Mantra to the deity. Means the holy name is there. With a purpose of our intention to declare first. So, neglect of performance of religious principles make naturally one tamodhiya. His intelligence is polluted. Tamodhiya. Emergence of intelligence, that faculty was due to the interference of Lord's glance with the mode of goodness. But here specifically, when principles of religion are not followed, it becomes tamodhiya. Tamodhiya means intelligence in ignorance. How is that word? It is contradictory to each other, nullifying. There is no intelligence. Intelligence in ignorance, tamodhiya. Tamo means ignorance. How come an ignorance be intelligent? So, it says certainly that the real intelligence is to follow the conduct, the course of religion. Because they are well set with positivity. If we are given rules and regulations to follow religion, religion means the code of conduct. And if we fail, it means we are neglecting the rules and regulations. So, it becomes negative on us. We will never progress. We will be casting. My intelligence is polluted. It is ignorant. Ignorant intelligence.
is the direct meaning of tamodhiya. Prabhupada said, tamodhiya means person in the lowest material modes. He loses intelligence. How the lowest mode of material nature come to exist? And these are nrupas, the administrator class. It means they must be in mode of passion. Dhyayato vishayans punsa sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho vijayate krodhat bhavati sammoha sammohat smriti vibhrama smriti bhrashat buddhinasho buddhinasho and buddhinashat pranashyanti. When one loses his good discrimination between the positive and negative, sat and asat, now they are called tamodhiya. It means they are finished. They are finished by their existence also. If they become powerful, even though they are finished, then others also will be dragged into the destruction. Others will be dragged into destruction. So Krishna has to intervene with completely opposite characteristics of tamodhiya. One can become compassionate on even fools, naradhamas, maya pratagyana and asuri bhava. Krishna is so compassionate on them that he uses his super excellent opulences in order to become benevolent. Datte means certainly and manifesting. What? Bhagam, the opulences. Bhagam means the opulences. And satyam, rutam. These are factual opulences. His activities shows his opulences. How many opulences are we counting? Six. Which are they? Done? Counted? Six? All power, all knowledge, all beauty, all fame, and all renunciation, and wealth, wealth also. So, Krishna becomes benevolent to bestow this transcendental opulences, manifesting in positive way. Generally, the miscreants are killed by super excellent power. Right? We see baby Krishna killing Putana with super excellent power. Or baby Krishna choking up the throat of that Trinavarta. But the Upanishad will say, no, this manifested opulence work automatically knowing the nature of the Supreme Transcendental Personality of Godhead. So we see baby Krishna is trying to hold the neck. But his opulences are making a positive effect to nullify the negative. And he kills. How could a baby kill a big demon? Because these opulence are factual, they manifest, they act. Parasha shaktir vivitiya sruyate svabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Nimai only how many years old? 5-7 years old. He mastered all the shastras. And he was called Nimai Pandit. And he defeated Keshav Kashmiri. The big giants who have acquired their so-called shastric knowledge through mechanical technology or whatever, by verbatim repetition, try to remember, and some became master. But they were afraid of this Keshav Kashmiri. They thought, oh my God, if we are sure that if Keshav Kashmiri is going to defeat us, we will spoil the name of the whole Nadia. Better send this child. If he loses, what glory is there? A big giant has defeated a child. But at the same time, if he wins, we'll be all glorified automatically. As far as they themselves, they didn't have power. It is limited. The material power acquisition by erudite scholarship fails here. The knowledge will not appear, real knowledge, and at a critical time, they will forget what to speak and what not. But the power which is transcendental in nature, which is factual, it will be uttered by a small child, but it will create a permanent effect. Permanent effect. And that is factual. So, that the idea is that Krishna is so kind that he can make any medium, small or big, it doesn't matter. But the nature of transcendence is that it works automatically, knowing the nature of the Supreme Absolute. This is Lord Krishna's definition, and we see such definition is positively manifest in his leelas. When Krishna acts so wonderfully, superhumanly, but Batman and Spider-Man cannot do this job. You know? So, Krishna also shows in this way wonderful forms of incarnation. So, this is important to understand that simultaneously we have to see one is a positive set and what is the result of it. One is a negative and what is the result of it. Yadahya dharmena tamodhiyo nrupa jivanti tatreshahi sattvatah kila. So, whenever there are kings and administration living like animals in the lowest mode of existence, they simply live. Jivanti means live like animals. The nrupas are compared to animals. Animals are ignorant, doesn't have intelligence. Or in order that their intelligence is so limited, restricted to eating, sleeping, mating and defending only. So, those who are not following the principles of religion, they also are compared to animals. It's not an allegory. Do you call it an allegory? No. It is a factual thing. So, they live like animals. While on the other behalf, Lord Krishna is so kind that he reciprocates very positively by annihilation. Now, we see, when Krishna kills anybody, he is also liberated. So, what is that? That is dayam. Showing this mercy that he liberates even the animal-like mentality. Or those who are envious of him, he gives them benedictions of highest order. Putana was given the position of his mother. Whatever envious exchanges Bali's sister did, but Krishna fulfilled her desire. You know that story. When Bali Maharaj was giving the promise by sipping the water, Shukracharya did not like it, so he disguised himself and entered into the nozzle of water pot. And Vamandev knew, so he took a blade of grass, kusha grass, and poked in the nozzle, and it burst open the eye of Shukracharya, one eye open. So he became blind. And he got so painful, so he came out from it, regretting. So Bali did the job, right? Krishna was so kind. But at that time, when Bali Maharaj promised the three steps of land, and within two steps everything has been taken away, Bali's sister was watching this. First of all, she had a very good affection to have this beautiful child as her son, and she had desire to nourish him. But immediately when this activity of transcendental nature was not understood by her, her enviousness came forth, and she wanted to kill him immediately. So, in that age, in that episode, she was unable to, because Vamandev showed the gigantic form, and she was completely baffled. But nonetheless, her enviousness continued, and in the next life, you know, she came as Putana. Krishna fulfilled her desire and gave her the position of mother. So, evil can be only eradicated transcendentally, not by something good. People see a lot of negativity and they think everything is evil, so they go out and fill up by something material, temporary gap. They fill up the gap by temporary material manifestations. Now, that is not called good. Prabhupada thus was very against into the social welfare system. Very much against. Because they don't apply any transcendental methodology. They don't have any understanding. Say, as for example, removing the poverty, or illiteracy, then pollution. The Christians are very, very dynamic to utilize these opportunities in certain countries so they can harvest the crop. What do you mean by harvest the crop? They will convert by giving them the necessities of life, what they call it. They will reach out in a disaster area and start converting. But there is no transcendence in it. There is no transcendence. They want to simply do the patchwork. And similarly, they are anticipating that ISKCON should also do. And Prabhupada, by principle, he has been confronting with very famous Indian lawyer, he's still existing, Ram Jethmalani. We have conversations of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada says, no. Only the transcendental methodology can intervene to counteract for positive results. So we see, however the social welfare systems are going on all over the world, yet problems are never solved. On the other behalf, they are increasing more and more. The standard of living is increasing artificially, so the poor section is getting poorer. Whoever been helped before needs continuous help. So the idea is that what is proper mercy? What is proper mercy? Any mercy, so-called mercy or compassion that comes, if it is devoid of transcendental nature, it is not going to work. We have to do everything centering around Krishna in order to convey Krishna consciousness to the recipient. So, that is positive. Our is based on that. So, one should not be dragged into some useless social activities. You know, it becomes an obstacle in progress of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada was not interested. So, in this way we can see the such knowledge again of the sociology is coming to these simple ladies of Mathura. They're talking, starting from Krishna's transcendental nature, absolute aspect of his opulence is he is being the creator, the maintainer, and an annihilator like this. Everything is being discussed by them. Nothing remains unknown to them. Even if we say for the argument that they must have heard from somebody. But what's the difference? They acknowledge the fact and they are reiterating the same fact. They are speaking, repeating. So, that is positive. What is negative about being a simple and not literate, if one is Krishna conscious? Everything is positive for him. So, transcendence, by nature, it is transcending the material modes. So, bhavaya rupani tadat yuge, Krishna gives this mercy in different forms, different appearances. Wherever, how much, whatever necessity of the mitigating that particular negative is concerned, Krishna appears accordingly. Bhavaya Rupani. His different forms are also manifested. So, when he says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham, then we see that he is completely independent to appear on his own sweet will. Because that position cannot be taken by anybody. Only those devotees who are trying to know by cultivating the practice of transcendence, they appreciate. So demigods also rejoice when avatars come. But they need to take some time to recognize him. So just for their pleasure and their understanding, he displays wonderful superhuman activities. Is simultaneously satisfying the desires of the devotee. So we say that Krishna is coming to fulfill the desires of his devotees. So anybody has any question on that? What do you have, positive or negative?
Maharaj, we are not like Maharaj Yudhishthir or Parikshit Maharaj or the Pandavas. We are just ordinary living beings. And we see around so many negative things happening in Kali Yuga, and we are unable to stop them. My understanding is that the current law system is based on the Manu Samhita. So why do they have missed this annual killing in the law, and there is no punishment for people who are eating meat or killing animals?
What do you mean by no punishment? If you violate the laws, you are punished.
In the law, in the constitution.
Okay. Why did you come in the material world? Because of punishment. Alright? We were punished. Alright? We are being punished. Our punishment is continued till we come to our senses. Punishment comes automatically with violation. Nobody can escape. But if Krishna is intervening, then you may not see such punishment. That's what we call miracle. But miracle here is understood to be not something unexplainable. Here it is said exactly, satyam rutam. Satyam rutam, the manifested absolute truth, is right before your eyes. And the explanation is given that transcendental nature can overpower the lower modes of material nature. Otherwise, how you are transformed, or you are under the process of transformation, we call it purification also. But violation was there for certain. It's not that you are innocent or ignorant. No, ignorance is no excuse. Even in material laws, ignorance is not an excuse. So, you have been forgetful, doesn't make you excusable. So punishment is certain, isn't it? Those who are embodied, punishment is certain.
And you say, Maharaj, also, though eating meat, they are having colon cancer and heart problems. Heart disease, colon cancer.
That is a very little punishment. But to sink into the Bhavasagar repeatedly, birth after birth, is very. And that in Tamogun, going into hellish condition over and over again. That is a stern punishment. Krishna is Bada Dayamaya. We don't glorify the negativity, neither we need to go into the details. Negativity is just like washing a dirty pot. The pot is also made by dirt. So if you wash the dirty pot or the pot made by dirt, you get nothing but dirt. So, that is all negative. Why should we have a negative attitude? Our enviousness will be keep on flaring. We are told here, have mercy of the Lord. Come, chant, associate with the devotees. It is all a karuna, real compassion. Because it's transcendental in nature and it yields positive results. It transforms even a stone-hearted person. Devotees hanker for such association. And if somebody of their near and dear devotee passes away, don't they cry? Pashane kuti lo vatha. Anale Pashivu. We also sang yesterday, Paramakaruna Hoy Pavudijana. I said, Pashupaki Jure Pashana Vidare Suni Jara Gunagatha. That is positive. But if I am not melting, my heart is like stone. This is a very, very compassionate nature of the Lord, that He appears. He is not made to appear. In neophyte state, we want to have darshan, we want Him to appear according to our desire. But He will never appear. People are saying something, oh dear Lord, Kali Yuga is growing to create a hellish condition, please appear. Do you think he's your servant? Enjoy the suffering. You ask for it, you pay full price. Otherwise, become a devotee. Immediately, karmani nirdhati kintu cha bhakti bhaja. But if you want to simply nullify your, whatever the negativity, and if it is not getting done, then there must be something wrong. And we can detect. People become conditional devotee. Some wants to get a good husband, that's why they come, or a good wife, that's why they join. But then they get into mess, and again the same suffering goes on. No, we come here to surrender to Krishna. That is the first and foremost priority. And then we match out how mutual desires can be fulfilled in Krishna consciousness, in mercy of Krishna. Not that motivation is something else. Some people come similarly to earn money, just to go abroad. They join Hare Krishna movement. So many reasons. And somehow or another, everything was going on. So we have to utilize the mercy of the Lord in order to transform ourselves from negative to positive. That is the opportunity. And He gives opportunity from time to time. Do you need another avatar of Krishna? Better follow rules and regulations and understand anything else? Yogeshwara Prabhupada. Get the prescription. I need the prescription.